The morning of the first day of the war. Sun and unusual quiet. Incomprehensible silence. Our neighbor, an officer's wife, came out to the yard all in tears. She whispered something to Mama, but gestured that they had to be quiet. Everybody was afraid to say aloud what had happened, even when they already knew, since some had been informed, but they were afraid that they'd be called provocateurs, panic mongers. That was more frightening than the war. They were afraid. This is what they think now. And of course, no one believed it. What? Our army is at the border. Our leaders are in the Kremlin. The country is securely protected. It's invulnerable to the enemy. That was what I thought then. I was a young pioneer. We listened to the radio, waited for Stalin's speech. We needed his voice. But Stalin was silent. Then Molotov gave a speech. Everybody listened. Molotov said, "It's war." Still, no one believed it yet. Where is Stalin? Planes flew over the city. Dozens of unfamiliar planes with crosses. They covered the sky, covered the sun. Terrible. Bombs rained down. There were sounds of ceaseless explosions, rattling. Everything was happening as in a dream, not in reality. I was no longer little. I remember my feelings, my fear, which spread all over my body, all over my words, my thoughts. We ran out of the house, ran somewhere down the streets. It seemed as if the city was no longer there, only ruins, smoke, fire. Somebody said we must run to the cemetery because they wouldn't bomb a cemetery. Why bomb the dead? In our neighborhood, there was a big Jewish cemetery with old trees, and everybody rushed there. Thousands of people gathered there. They embraced the monuments hid behind the tombstones. Mama and I sat there till nightfall. Nobody around uttered the word war. I heard another word, provocation. Everybody repeated it. People said that our troops would start advancing any moment, on Stalin's orders. People believed it. But the sirens on the chimneys in the outskirts of Minsk wailed all night. The first dead. The first dead I saw was a horse. Then a dead woman. That surprised me. My idea was that only men were killed in war. I woke up in the morning. I wanted to leap out of bed. Then I remembered, it's war. And I closed my eyes. I didn't want to believe it. There was no more shooting in the streets. Suddenly it was quiet. For several days it was quiet. And then, all of a sudden, there was movement. There goes, for instance, a white man, white all over, from his shoes to his hair, covered with flour. He carries a white sack. Another is running. Tin cans fall out of his pockets. He has tin cans in his hands. Candy, packs of tobacco. Someone carries a hat filled with sugar. A pot of sugar. Indescribable. One carries a roll of fabric. Another goes all wrapped in blue calico, red calico. It's funny. But nobody laughs. Food warehouses had been bombed. A big store not far from our house. People rushed to take whatever was left there. At a sugar factory, several men drowned in vats of sugar syrup. Terrible. The whole city cracked sunflower seeds. They found a stock of sunflower seeds somewhere. Before my eyes, a woman came running to a store. She had nothing with her, no sack, or net bag, so she took off her slip, her leggings. She stuffed them with buckwheat, carried it off. All that silently, for some reason. Nobody talked.